find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
And welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lagniappe for you, too. Today, it's bye-bye Bill O'Brien. Way back on January 20th in pre-COVID times this year, yours truly penned an article about the sorry state of the Houston Texans NFL franchise. The team had just blown a 24-0 first quarter lead to the Kansas City Chiefs, who would, of course, not only win that game, but go on to win the 2020 Super Bowl game as well. On Monday, the Houston Texans, now 0-4 in this new season, finally fired their dual-purpose head football coach and general manager, Bill O'Brien. Many bad decisions, both on the field and in the offseason, will now haunt the Houston football franchise for years to come. Since joining the football team in 2014, the Bill O'Brien record will show that he finished his tenure as the only Houston Texans coach with a winning record, 52-48. But that record doesn't reflect the level of competition of the generally weak division in which the Texans play in. For most of O'Brien's tenure in Houston, the AFC South division, which features such juggernaut teams as the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tennessee Titans, and the Indianapolis Colts, without Peyton Manning, has been weaker than Popeye without his can of spinach. For many of O'Brien's years, the Texans were virtually guaranteed to win 5 out of 6 games played against these divisional rivals. When playing the more competitive NFL teams, the Texans were, at best, an average team under Bill O'Brien. The team's 2-4 playoff record confirms that Houston was really not ready for football's annual big dance at the end of the season. Offensively, O'Brien, who was supposedly a press-acclaimed genius while serving under coach Bill Belichick in New England, fielded teams in Houston which regularly struggled to put 20 points on the scoreboard. The Texans' defense, anchored by future Hall of Fame defensive end J.J. Watt, had to rescue the offense from itself year after year during the team's best seasons. O'Brien, who served as the quarterback coach for a guy named Tom Brady back in New England in 2009 and 2010, actually installed a series of, well, quite forgettable quarterbacks as starters for the Houston Texans. Do you remember such names as Brock Osweiler, T.J. Yates, Brandon Whedon, Tom Savage, and Brian Hoyer? Sounds spooky in this October, doesn't it? These quarterbacks actually started games under center for Bill O'Brien in Houston. The Texans' offense was notoriously slow and plodding under Bill O'Brien's direction. And if you had insomnia, watching a Texans game on offense could help solve your problem. By halftime. Back in 2017, the Texans drafted quarterback Deshaun Watson from the national champion Clemson Tigers to throw the football to his former Clemson teammate and 4-time NFL All-Pro receiver DeAndre Hopkins, who had been selected by O'Brien's predecessor, by the way. But by this time, though, the Texans' normally stout defense was starting to show its age and a few key injuries started to mount. J.J. Watt missed most of 2017 and 2019's seasons due to injury. Due to some poor draft decisions and equally bad free agent decisions, Houston's pass defense had degraded to 28th out of 32 NFL teams last season in 2019. After another disappointing season ended last year by getting blown out by Kansas City in the first round of the playoffs, Bill O'Brien then made the single worst trade in recent memory by sending wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for oft-injured running back David Johnson. O'Brien said that he just couldn't afford to pay Hopkins the kind of money that he would be demanding soon. No! As the team's general manager, though, Bill O'Brien was also responsible for overpaying the rest of the Houston Texans squad instead of reworking their best player's contract. After dealing away DeAndre Hopkins this year, O'Brien then went back into the free agency market and he signed wide receiver Brandon Cooks to an annual $8 million per year salary. Last weekend, in the Texans' latest loss to Minnesota, Brandon Cooks had exactly 0 catches for the weekend. Houston's place kicker, Kaimi Fairbairn, can thank Bill O'Brien for his generous $4.5 million per year salary. That's right, for the kicker. This season, Fairbairn has only attempted 6 field goals. He's made 5 of them in the first 4 games. He's earning a cool $281,250 per game. You know, it's good to be the kicker in Houston. It's pretty obvious to all concerned that Bill O'Brien, the general manager, was in way over his head in Houston. According to a bio from much earlier in his coaching career, Bill O'Brien was a 1992 Brown University graduate with a Bachelor of Arts degree and a double concentration in political science and organizational behavior management. Perhaps a few more business classes might have prepared Coach O'Brien a little bit better for negotiating the appropriate salaries for all of his players on the Houston Texans roster. In addition to having a vastly overpaid team which has underperformed on the field, Bill O'Brien's legacy in Houston will live on for many, many more years. No matter how the Texans finish this season on the field, the team will not have a first or second round draft pick next season to help rebuild the team again. That's because Bill O'Brien traded away his round 1 and round 2 draft picks next year as part of a deal to obtain a veteran offensive lineman. In the interim, the Texans have installed defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel, who's age 73, as the team's head coach. Crennel is generally well-liked and respected, but he really hasn't been successful as a top man himself either. While head coach in Cleveland and Kansas City, his record was 28-55. However, the expectations in Houston for the remainder of this season will be quite low. And who knows, Romeo Crennel might just be the spark needed to get this team focused on winning and moving in the right direction again. In my opening remarks, I mentioned an article which I penned in January 20th, 2020, about the state of the Houston Texans football team, and I outlined 3 things which were needed to jumpstart this franchise. I'd like to conclude by reminding you the end of that story. Now that Dr. Swamswamy has heard the 50-year complaint from Houston's professional football fans, I'd like to offer a little professional therapy and advice. Number 1, fire the coach. Hey, that's been done. Number 2, rename the franchise. Let's face it, the nickname Texans was simply adopted to appeal to the legion of the state of Texas's Dallas Cowboys fans. At least North Texans can say Cowboys were actually a part of their history. Houston needs their own identity, which reflects the uniqueness of the city. How about the Houston Hurricanes? Perhaps the Houston Traffic? Nothing sends fear into the hearts of visitors faster than the unrelenting mountain of cars on the freeways of Houston 24/7. Well, you get the idea. And number 3, Houston fans, count your blessings. Yes, it's hard to do, especially after experiencing another thud and a national embarrassment against Kansas City last season. However, it's important to remember that Houston's professional football failings are shared by 3 other cities whose football teams have never been to a Super Bowl either. Cleveland, Detroit, and Jacksonville have yet to experience a Super Bowl appearance. At least the Texans have made it to the playoffs this past season. For Cleveland, it's been 18 years since 2002. Detroit made a wild card appearance back in 2016, and even Jacksonville made it to the AFC Championship game and lost to New England back in 2017. Well, it's 1 down and 2 to go for the Houston Texans. It's a lovely October day in Houston under Love You Blue skies. I'm Swamp.